And we are always into those deals. Okay, bring a chicken, I'll give you this. Do this, I do this. Those are the deals we are busy. And what got us to those deals? Tradition. Things that were handed down. So we come to church, we hear the gospel, but there is another belief in us, inside us, that controls us. It controls us. We don't believe in the power of God because the tradition has canceled the word of God. The word of God cannot manifest itself properly. I'm ending by telling you this little thing in Luke 9, verse 51. Verse 59 to 60. And Jesus said to another, follow me. Who is Jesus? The word of God. Jesus is all-knowing. Jesus is God. Jesus says to a person, follow me. And the man replied, Lord, first. Say with me, first. He says, first, let me go and bury my father. Jesus, the word of God, the creator of everything, comes to you and says to you, follow me. Come with me. And you are saying to him, Jesus, the first thing I want to do, the first thing in my life, the thing that will come first is not following you. It will be honoring the death of my father. Is Jesus against you burying your father? Certainly not. Jesus is against that thing being the first thing in your life. First means this is the priority. First means this comes before you. And that is how you cancel the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. So you cancel his instructions by obeying something that you think is more important. That's why some people will go for 3 weeks. You don't see them at church. Why? They're attending funerals. Because for them, the funeral is more important than Jesus, than church. I will come when time allows. The first thing here is honoring the dead, not the living. And this honor of the dead is the reason why they go, look, and Jesus, look at verse 60. Jesus says, but he told him, let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and spread the news of the kingdom of God. Do you know why this kingdom of God is not spreading? People are busy honoring the dead. People are busy with their traditions. When Jesus wants them to pay tithe, they say, no, I need to pay for the unveiling of the tombstone. And the unveiling of the tombstone is more important than your tithe. The first thing is this. The first thing, there is a family cleansing. And we need to buy a goat and we need to buy a cow. That is more important than coming to church. Let me first. Let me first. There are people here that will never obey God first. They will obey their tradition first. The same person, you're trying to get him to do something for God, you will fight with him forever. But the moment he hears just you don't need to say anything. He's there. No, he's there. And there's money. Everything is available. No, he's there. He's there. You have canceled the word of God because of your traditions. You have canceled the word of God. So on this special day, I always like to remind us what comes first in your life. As an African man, as an African woman, are you going to say, Pastor, listen, we are reading the Bible, but we are Africans. There's a man who told Bishop like that. He says, look, Bishop, I am an African man. So I come to church, but I'm an African man. You must understand what that means. Yeah. And the belief is that the Bible is the book of a white man. So So some people don't even read the Bible because, according to them, it's a white man's book. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand some missionaries misuse the word of God for their own interest. But like I've said before, just because one thief used a knife to kill a person, have we stopped using knives? So is the word of God a bad thing just because a few missionaries misuse it? Let me help you this morning. If the Bible was a white man's book, he was never going to give it to you. That is what you need to know. You were never going to know that book if it was his book. Because anything that is usually his, you don't get it easily. The white man giving you the book where God says, God so loved the world, God so loved you. And he wants you to know that. Jesus died to make you rich. He wants you to know that. You're going to heaven. He wants you to know that. No. Wasn't going to be the case. It is a proof the Bible is the word of God. Because it is available in any culture, in any place on earth, the Bible is there. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. So I'm ending by telling you what God told Abraham. Genesis 12 verse 1. Leave your country. Leave your people. And number 3, leave your father's house. Your people here, your country and your people, we are talking about the traditions that control your area where you are coming from. God says, leave those things. And go to the land I will show you. In other words, begin to follow my leading. Don't tell me, let me first go and bury my father. I say, Lord, let my father and the people bury him. I'm following you. And when you do, verse 2 becomes your reality. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. And I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. Hallelujah. You will be a blessing. I am not asking you to leave so I can demote you. I have a great plan for you. But you have to be willing to leave this. Young lady, leave those things. Follow Jesus. Businessman, leave those things. Follow Jesus. Stop believing in them. Stop living in fear. In fear that this means this. If it is not in the Bible, it doesn't mean anything. I say, if it is not in the Bible, don't believe it, don't receive it, don't apply it in your life. When people are saying to you, do this, this, show me, where is it in the Bible? If it is not in the Bible, then I'm sorry. I live by faith, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. So anything I do is controlled by the word of God. Now, if you are here, and every time it is dark, and an owl comes and starts, and you start shaking. They're coming for me. They're coming for me. Show me in the Bible where it says if an owl is making go by your window, it means somebody is coming to take you. Is it in the Bible? No. Am I saying that Satan doesn't attack people? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that God told us that I give you authority over snakes and scorpions and over all the power. So instead of you being thinking about the power of the owl, think about the power of Jesus. Jesus says, I have given you authority over snakes and scorpions and over all the power. So you see, people that are traditionalists, they don't believe in the power of Jesus. They believe in the power of those things. When they have a dream and they see a snake, you know, I said in Mokwase before, and I think I mentioned it here, that some people see the snake and they run. Other people see the snake and they take a camera and they start filming the snake. Huh? And after they film the snake, they go and make money. Then you who are running away, you sit and start watching. You say, I said it in Mokwase. Listen. I said it in Mokwase on a Friday prayer. Sunday night, lo and behold, I'm in my place watching TV. And guess what I'm watching? There is this guy who goes around catching snakes. And it was happening in South Africa now. In Durban. The blow of my life was when these people called, the police called this guy to say, there is a snake in one area in Durban. We need you there. When that guy arrives in the yard, the whole village is in the yard. The whole village is in the yard. They are all doing like this. The guy parks his car, open the boot, takes his... He's cool. The whole place is vibrating. The Holy Ghost says to me, do you remember what you were teaching in Mokwala? I say, my God, I'm watching it. They are all... He enters the house. The owner of the house is outside. He can't even come close. People are peeping from the window. It's like the best movie of their life. Some are climbing on top of others to check what are they doing. And the wife, because this guy, he works with his wife. So the wife says, come on everybody, be quiet. We are trying to work here. And my husband cannot work when you are all screaming like this. Now she even has attitude now because she can say that these are babies. And she's talking to people who could be her mother and her grandmother. But because they are behaving like small babies, she says, shut up. My husband is working. And you are disturbing him with your cries and screamings. So they all go, okay. He enters the bedroom. Lift up the mattress. When he lift up the mattress, he himself, he went like this. When he went like this, I'm telling you, the window, poo, everybody, they ran. They are outside. He just went like this. The people that were at the door, poo, and the window, poo. So he stretches his thing. Pull it. He catches it. Hey! He catches the whole thing. Because he knows that these people are... He's like a hero from heaven. Usually they will put it in the bag inside, but this time he brings it out. He's holding it. When he comes out, applause. And I'm saying something. This, I saw it a few weeks ago. So it is recent in South Africa. Then he put it in the bag. Then they drive away. Now, this is the part I want you to understand. After they drive away. No, before they drive away. All the mothers of that village. They call that wild lady. And they bless her. They start blessing her. They bless her. And they do cleansing on her. They take water. They cleanse her. After they cleanse her. She leaves. I think the husband didn't want those things. When they go, then the camera enters the house. He finds it's like a funeral. The whole people are crying in the house. They are crying. And you know why they are crying? They are saying they don't know what they did. For them to be visited by the snake. There's something that they did So now they are crying to beg for forgiveness. Then they call another witch doctor to come and cleanse. And the Lord says to me, this is what we're teaching in Mukwase. You thought you were exaggerating. And so I wanted to show you that that's exactly how your people do. The wild man got there, take the thing, and he's making money out of it. Do you understand? You are crying, you are now spending money to call a witch doctor. You are now buying chicken. You are now buying more goat, other things. For a snake that was maybe following a mouse. You see, the snake was just following a mouse, and the mouse entered the house. So the snake ended up in the house because of the mouse. But when you have a superstitious mind, anything you see means something. Including just a snake being hungry, following something. The same Durban, other workers were working in the city. They saw a snake inside the sewage. They ran out. And they told the boss, we are not entering there until that guy comes and remove that snake. I'm talking about men, red men, hardworking men. They all ran out. The same guy comes, small boy, gets inside there, takes it out, and then they can continue working. And they clap for him. And I'm sure some of them, when they went home that day, they cleansed themselves. If you know me, you know that I don't undermine Satan's power. But I don't celebrate it either. Because we have a power that is greater than that power. And instead of you spending your life being afraid of Satan's power, spend your life believing in God's power. And believe in God's power and apply God's power over the areas of your life. I have respect for daughters here that will refuse to do cleansing when there is a funeral. I have a lot of respect for them. That you refuse to eat those things because you don't believe in those things. That will say, listen, I believe in Jesus. I'm not into this. I respect you guys. If that's what you want to do, I cannot stop you from doing what you want to do, but I cannot be a part of it. Can you stand for Jesus? Or you just shout here in the church, but the moment you go there, they roll on the floor, you're rolling on the floor. They eat muti, you are eating muti. Then they say, I'll ask for forgiveness. May God help us. Amen. I will bless you. And I will make you a blessing. But you have to leave your father's house. May this message resonate in your heart from now going forward. Wear your culture with pride. But don't associate with the traditions that are exalting demonic worship. In the name of ancestors. Those are the reasons why Africa has remained the way it is. That's why. A young boy from America can come and get a snake out of your house. Meanwhile, there's a whole village watching. And all the witch doctors can come to cleanse, but they cannot come to... That's what amazes me. The witch doctor has the power to come and cleanse after a young boy from America took the snake. But the witch doctor doesn't have the power to come and take the snake. When the snake is there, they don't call him. After a small boy had taken the snake, then they call him to come and cleanse. People must think. On your feet, please. I hope you don't feel like I'm against Africa. I love this continent. But I'm telling you, I love Jesus. I love the word of God because I believe only the word of God can help us in this continent. Give the Lord a hand of praise, somebody, this morning. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. All I want you to pray this morning, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me, I cannot declare what will happen in another man's house. But I say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Many young men here will be fathers tomorrow. You will have a wife. You will have a husband. Declare today, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not serve the gods of the Amorites. We will not serve the gods of the Jebusites. We will serve the living God. We will honor the living God. We will worship the living God. We will fear only the living God. We will not get involved in superstitions. Lift your hands to the heavens and begin to talk to the Father who hears your voice. Father, help me today. I recommit myself to you that I will follow you. I will love you. You are the God of my life. I am not controlled by superstitions and fear. I am controlled by the word of God and the word of God alone. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Shade prade kapazukante kalamada. Me fre kazukante kapalamade kapayada kalamada. Shere maze kantone manda payada kalamada. Shepre kazu kante kafrado kaze kanto kapayade kamanada. Open your mouth and pray those words. Speak to the Father and tell him, Lord Jesus, forgive me for putting any other thing above you. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. And this young man is saying to Jesus, let me first go and bury my father. Father, help me. Father, help me to believe the word. To let my life be led and controlled by the word of God, not by anything else. I honor those that came before me, but I believe the word of God. Now I want you to dissociate yourself from any traditional belief, anything from your tribe, anything from your area, that is controlling your thinking, controlling your actions. Dissociate yourself from it today. Apply the blood of Jesus over your mind. Apply the blood of Jesus over your spirit. Decree and declare, I cut myself. I get out of my family. I get out of my people. I get out of my country. Somebody is praying that prayer from the depths of your heart. Jesus, I dissociate myself. I dissociate myself from any belief that is against the word of God. Shete pazakato kapajakate kapala. Shete kapazokate kapaye kamazokate kapalada kapala. Shete kapazokate kapamarazokate kapalada kapala. Shete kapazuka te kapamazeka te kapalada balagana. Ramade peyada galabada. Jesus. Come on, begin to apply the blood over your destiny. Begin to apply the blood over your destiny. Begin to apply the blood against every generational curse. Anything from your people, anything from your tribe that is trying to infiltrate itself to you, reject it now. Reject it now. Shalema de kapazuka te kapalada. Meka sente freka zeka te kapalada. Ramade kapazuka te kapalado. Jesus, somebody is praying from the depths of your heart. Nothing from my father will be a limitation in my life. Nothing from my father's house will be a limitation in my life. Oh, Ramazete kapazuka te kapamarada. Makozele made kapazuka te made. Makozele made kapazuka takama. Makozele maduka pazika toka pade. Makozele maduka pazuka te kapalama. Thank you, Jesus. Come and pray in the spirit if you can. Pray in the spirit if you can. This is a moment of victory. This is a moment of victory in the spirit. Oh, 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 oh. Release the power that is in you. The Bible says God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask, according to the power that is at work within you. Release that power now and break every yoke. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, there is freedom in the house. There is freedom in the house from superstitions, from fear, from fear. The Bible says God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now I want you to pray against anything that has been spoken against your family and that is affecting you. You might not know what has been said against your family, but because you are still attached and connected to your family, those things have been working in your life. I want you to speak against that altar. 1, 2, 3. Begin to speak against it. Begin to speak against it. Speak against that altar in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' precious name. We have prayed. Lift your hands to the Lord right now. It's a sign of surrender and abandonment. Lord, you are everything to me. You are everything to me. I choose to believe your word. And I will act on what I believe by applying it. Witchcraft has no right over your life. Generational curses, I curse them now in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse them now. I curse them now. Anything that has been given to you in your sleep. Some of us here, things get done when you are sleeping. And you always wake up to another reality. Father, I'm calling on angels to enter the spirit realm now. And to start changing those things that has been done and that have been said against anybody here. Father, I send the blood of Jesus. I send the blood of Jesus. I send the blood of Jesus in everybody's life. Let that blood bring a judgment against every satanic activity. You shall not be deceived. There are people here that are caged. Is that anything you do, you always come back to square one? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, intervene now. Intervene now. Let somebody see an immediate change and transformation by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let somebody experience a breaking forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Quickly, before we close the service, while every eyes are closed and every head's bowed, you are here this morning and you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You are saying, Pastor, look, I'm one of those people that have believed in ancestors, and I have believed that I need to do this to get this. But all I'm telling you this morning, my brother and my sister, all you need is to give your life to Jesus. That is your starting point. There are other steps you will have to take, but that is your first step towards the right direction. So wherever you are in this building, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want when you leave this world to go to heaven. And while you are living in this world, you want to live for God. At the count of three, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand so we can pray together. One.
two, three. Raise your right hand. You need to be born again. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see all those things. You can take your hands down. And if you are also here, you are already born again, but you want to become a strong Christian from today, to follow Jesus and give him your life. At the count of three, I also want to pray for you. One, two, three. Raise your right hand. I want to recommit my life to Jesus. I'm already a Christian, but I want to come back to God. I see your hand. I see your hand. I have been still following the ways of the enemy, but I want to come to Jesus today. I see your hand. You can take your hands. Now, all of us that raise our hands for the first altar call and the second altar call, from wherever you are, I want you to do something for me. Take a bold step, a step of faith, and come and join me on stage here so that I can pray with you. Wherever you are, just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. Come to the stage. If you raise your hand, come to the stage. I'll pray with you. If you raise your hand, come to the stage. I will pray with you. I will pray with you. I will pray with you. Hallelujah. Just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. Don't worry. We have something to do. Don't worry. Amen. Please raise your two hands to the Lord. Amen. Raise your two hands to the Lord. I want you to repeat after me from the depths of your heart. Amen. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, your grace brought these beautiful souls to your house this morning. Father, may your grace sustain them all the days of their lives. I pray, Father, that you will keep them. You will help them. You will build them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. You can walk straight that way. All right. You can walk straight that way. There is Brother Lawrence. And this way, there is Brother Peter. Just go straight that way. Go straight that way. Go straight. Go straight that way. Hallelujah. That way. Thank you. Just walk straight. Push your hands together for my Jesus. Praise God. Are you blessed? All right. Now we are at the end of our service. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Before you go, we're going to say the grace together. Amen. Hallelujah. And after the grace, remember, we're having our classes just for 30 minutes of your time. Those that are in new creation level 1, let's just meet for 30 minutes, and by 1 o'clock, I believe we'll be out of here. Praise God. And the other classes as well, we are all meeting just for 30 minutes so we can share with you some beautiful truth about the Word of God. Amen. Are you ready to say the grace? 1, 2, 3, let's go. All the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 2019. I'm rising higher. I'm reaching further. I'm doing more for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, a very important announcement. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to have our water baptism. So, please prepare yourself. All the people getting baptized is coming. Amen. God bless you. We'll give you more details next week. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.